Hi, this is Andy. We're sat on the tarmac, ready to fly out to Houston. And it occurred to me that today is the 1st of August, which is the first day of the Stockholm incentive. So as we are preparing to take to the skies, I want you to be thinking of taking to the skies with us to come out to the European rally. And in order to help you to achieve that, I want to put out a series of voicemails about what to say to people on the telephone. How to speak to people and how to ensure that you get the response that you want when you do speak to people, how to do it comfortably and how to do it with the best possible results. So I'm going to do a series over the course of the next couple of weeks. So one thing, if you have people in your downline who aren't on voicemail, I would strongly urge you to encourage them to get on voicemail, because I'm sure they'll get a lot out of learning the right words to use and the circumstances in which to use them. First of all, though, before I start on the series on what to say to people, I want to talk first about some of the reasons why, even if we know what to say, we still don't make those calls. Because people often say to me, what should I say? What are the words to use? And we can work on the words, but still, they can't pick up the phone. And there are a number of reasons. And I'm going to leave you one on each voicemail. The first one is about belief. People often say, well, I'd rather speak to people I don't know rather than people I do. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because they feel somehow that it would be easier not to be embarrassed with somebody you don't know than somebody you do. And that implies to me that you feel somehow a bit embarrassed about what you're going to say. And that tells me that maybe you don't believe in what we've got here. Imagine this. Imagine you're digging in your back garden and suddenly you see something glinting under the soil and you bend down to try and pick it up and you scrape away and it looks like gold, and so you try and pick it out and you can't. And so what you do is you scrape more and more soil away and you get very, very excited because you realize it's a huge gold nugget. Now, then fear comes in because you think, oh no, it's not gold, it's fool's gold. I was a fool to believe it was real gold. You have it tested and you discover it's real gold. And so the first thing you do is keep it a secret because you want it all to yourself. But then as you keep on digging, you discover you've got a gold mine and there is more gold there than you could ever spend in your whole life. Tell me, who would you ring? A bunch of strangers or your closest family and friends? So if you are not prepared to ring your family and friends, that tells me that you don't yet believe that this is a gold mine. You don't believe in the true value of the opportunity that forever has to us. And if you're brand new to the business, that's not a surprise. It does seem too good to be true. It did to me. I would just encourage you to think, just because it sounds too good to be true, it doesn't mean it is too good to be true. So the thing to work on is not the right words to use, because if you don't believe in this opportunity, you're not going to make that call anyway. The thing to work on is your belief. Do you believe this is a real gold mine that you can't wait to share with your family and friends to give them the same opportunity as you? If you don't believe it in that depth, you need to develop that belief. How do you develop that belief? Go to events. That's my biggest tip. Go to every single training event that you can. Go to everything that your area puts on. Go to every business presentation that puts on. Talk to fellow distributors. Listen to what other successful distributors have to say. Listen to what other new distributors have to say. Watch the Your Future DVD. Watch the products DVD. Listen to voicemail on a regular basis. Get books about the network marketing industry. Listen to CDs and tapes about the network marketing industry. It's crucial that we develop our belief in what we've got hold of, because how else are we going to speak with integrity and enthusiasm to the people that we want to join us on our journey to success and freedom? I'll leave another voicemail in a day or so. Speak to you soon. Bye.